So James Hamilton here for MMA UK, joined on the wonderful Skype machine by Tim Wilde. Obviously, Tim has a massive fight coming up, and that's at Bellator Birmingham on May 4th against the former champion, Brent Primus. So we were just talking a wee bit off there, off camera, Tim. It's what a massive opportunity to fight a former title holder in the promotion.
Yeah, it's it feels like it's been a long time coming. I've been signed with Bellator now since August, and for one reason or another, a fight's just not kind of accumulated. Like I just said to you previous, we was looking to get out in March, California, and then the Max Baker dude got in touch with us and offered us this, and we just jumped at it, like, because like, I've been training constantly for a year, like I'm fighting, so, you know, I'm ready to go. And with 12 weeks to prepare, I'm definitely ready to go, so...
I guess then, obviously, I'm sure there was a bit of frustrating waiting for an opponent, but to kind of make it all worthwhile, and not only you're getting to headline the show in Birmingham, but obviously fighting a gentleman who's just fought for the title, was defending his title, and obviously lost it to Michael Chandler. Does that make it all worthwhile?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, this sport tests you psychologically quite a lot, you know, and we've been inactive for a year, and 90% of it not being my fault, it really does test you. But when you get something like this come through, it makes it all worth it. So yeah, I mean, Brent, what can I say? He's tough, but I see me winning this fight. I see me finishing him as well. I see so many out wins in his games. So I'm so excited to get in there and just make an entrance. What a statement. What a debut on Bellator. Going in and finishing the former champ. It puts me right in the mix with all the top boys, you know. So, I'm excited.
Yeah, and obviously the other thing, you got to announce your fight at Bellator Newcastle, which just happened on Saturday there, on live on Channel 5 as well. It's and you're fought in some big promotions in Europe and the UK, obviously Cage Warriors, Bama. Just your experience going out to the Newcastle event, what was your sort of takeaway from that versus shows you've fought in before? Just how big a jump up do you feel it was?
Do you know what? I see a lot of people slating it online, and they're saying the Bellator, it's like Bama Tour and stuff like that. And I don't get it, you know? I don't know why. If they were there, they wouldn't have said that. I just thought it was electric there. It was so... The atmosphere, that was awesome. The level of professionalism on 90% of the fights was awesome. So, like, I don't know, I was really excited. We was fortunate enough, me and my partner, to have... we were right ringside, so right in the action. And it was awesome, man. I had such a great weekend. So, you know, thank you for Bellator for bringing me up there and sorting me and the missus out. We had a great time, and yeah, it just made me even more excited to be fighting, because obviously at that point I knew that it was going to be me next in Birmingham. I just couldn't say anything.
Obviously, and just to sort of carry on your point there, obviously I was there myself, and I mean, when you look at the card overall, I don't know what you thought, but I mean, even the fights that weren't shown on the Bellator app, the prelims were outstanding. Some of the finishes, overall, I thought it was a fantastic card, and for me, it lived up to expectation.
Yeah, it really was. And some of the fights, which I thought were perhaps going to be a walk in the park, turned out not to be. I think the guy who fought Richard Kalos, I thought he was going to finish in first round and ended up having quite a tough war. I really, really enjoyed Cal Eleanor and Grayson, I'm not sure of the guy's name, but both, I've seen them both fight, both super talented guys, and for me that was fight of the night. It was awesome, back and forth, and you know, Cal showed how tough he was. And yeah, I mean, like you say, that these were prelims, and they were better than perhaps some of the main fights, you know. Fabian looked awesome on there, so it was really good. I just really enjoyed it, and you know, I really think Bellator are making big moves, I really do, and you know, it's just, I'm really excited to be signed with them, and to, they obviously see my worth to Bellator, you know, they put me in with the former champ for my first fight, so I'm just excited, I'm really excited, you know, I still feel really young in this sport, I feel like an amateur debut again, you know, I just, that's how I feel. I'm so excited to get in there and just start the journey again. It feels like I'm starting again. So, yeah, awesome.
I guess the other aspect as well, now I know through speaking to some people from what also Bellator are doing for fighters like yourself and other guys is that they really are offering an opportunity for you to actually go and make a career at this and make good money, because I mean at the end of the day we all know in the UK it's a really difficult for fighters, even on promotions like Cage Warriors and that, it's difficult to get by as a fighter. A lot of fighters are having to work full-time jobs, so it's potentially life-changing as well for yourself and other fighters getting these opportunities.
Absolutely. They pay very well. They push the fighters, both fight, you know, they're not biased really. They try and build everyone. And yeah, like you say, you know, we should be getting paid that money. We deserve it. And even the guys on the prelims, that, you know, they deserve to be on good money. They're good entertaining fights. They're putting on. We're putting our bodies on the line, you know. We work our asses off for this for 8, 10, 12 weeks, depending how long your camp is. Well, I've worked my ass for the last 8 years doing it, you know, and worked full-time and worked part-time and taught privates and coached classes and do whatever I can to get by. And it's nice to finally, you know, hopefully, not only be life-changing money or be enough money to comfortably live, but going in there and stopping Brent Primus, it's going to be life-changing for me. I know it is. You know, it's not going to be about just living comfortably. It's giving me the fast track into that life-changing kind of, I was going to say Conor McGregor money, but maybe one day. But you know what I'm saying. So.
No, I know exactly. I mean, let's be honest, there's only one person making Conor McGregor money, and that's Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
I totally understand what you're saying. And the other thing is, the opportunity you've been giving me, Brent Primus, I guess I'm sort of going to parry that one to what happened at the weekend with Ryan Scope. It was a massive opportunity for him going in there against Pitbull. So the one thing I'd say, Bellator are bringing some of their top guys over here. And if you look at the Ryan Scope, although Ryan Scope lost that fight, I know a lot of people online felt he may have won the fight. But what it showed is a level in mixed martial arts in the UK, because Pitbull's not only a veteran, but a top guy in Ryan Scope. Done really well. What was your thoughts on that fight, actually, while we're on that subject?
Yeah, no, I know Ryan. I've trained with Ryan a couple of times. He's a very good fighter. He's one of the most talented martial artists, natural martial artists that I know. And he deserved that fight, as he showed in the performance. Whilst I was there, I was adamant he'd won. He'd won rounds 2 and 3. I was like going mental, you know, his daylight robbery. Since watching it back, I think Patrika, he won the first round, clearly. Ryan won the third round, clearly. It really was that second round. And, you know, I'm not a judge. I'm not an MMA judge. So it's very hard for me to say who won round two. But obviously, on a biased note, I think Ryan did. You know, I think he bossed the fight. I was really impressed with his performance. I think he's going to look back on that and think, you know what, he's now the number one contender. I'm thinking he's going to get the Chandler fight next for Treaky. So he's just done 3 rounds with him, and you know he'll probably walk away from that thinking, I'm where I belong, and a couple of little things that whole fight could have been different. So, yeah, hats off to him. Bellator, they're looking at us and they're seeing the talent that we have, and they're putting us where we deserve in the roster. You know, we're not. I'll be honest. I honestly thought we're fighting Brent Primus and being in this kind of caliber fight would be where I would be at in say 12 months' time, 3 fights down the line. And the fact that they're offering me this is just amazing. So, yeah, and hats off to Ryan, man. He's a stud, and no doubt he'll be back in there before the summer, showing where he belongs.
Absolutely. And for you, you're saying that fight potentially you thought might be 12 months down the line. Obviously, you've been fighting for a long time now. You're actually granting this fight, I believe, more experience than Brent Primus. It's just different parts of the world gives you different opportunities.
Of course.
So, getting in there and beating Brent Primus, I believe Patrika probably will be next for that, but then that leaves that open to potentially a fight for the next contender. Surely beating Brent Primus, you must feel that puts you in a prime position.
I was just going to agree with what you're saying. You know, the lightweight division's the most stacked division in any MMA promotion, because, you know, so like Yeah, like Patricky's up there, Ben Anderson, I think Josh Thompson fights there. There's a lot of guys that hang around that kind of top 10. But going in there and beating the former champ, not only beating him, stopping him, which I have every intention of going in, it makes a massive statement. It cements me amongst the top 3-4 guys that are worthy for the fight. And then this, I need to be active. I've had a year of inactivity as regards to fighting, not training. So, you know, touch wood, if I'm injury free, mate, I'm ready to go again June, July, August. Yeah, you know, Jude knows me very well. He knows I'll fight anyone. He knew the answer to me taking his fight before he even rang and asked. He knew it was yeah. I'd fight Chandler. You know, I want to fight the best in the world. So, you know, if I can get back in there again, say June, July, maybe August, fight another top contender, make a statement, maybe, who knows, maybe I can be fighting for the world title before the year's out. So it definitely solidifies me in the lightweight division top 10 for sure.
Yeah, 100%, it definitely does. And also the other thing that Bellator gives you is one of the best things about fighting, I guess, is fighters can get an opportunity to travel. And I know you said to me before that you were scheduled to go to the States and fight. Obviously, all going well against Brent Primus in May. Is that something you would really like to do, to go over to the States and fight over there?
Yeah, 100%. I was actually I was really excited about hope they were going to get me out in March. My visa's all cleared, all done. There's nothing, you know, I can go. So, I want to fight all over the world. You know, on my bucket list, I want to fight in Japan. You know, I Shotokan karate is one of my martial arts from a kid. Started in Japan and fight there. That's one of my goals. But yeah, to fight in the US would be awesome. And like you say, there's bigger opportunities. There's such a massive audience and love for MMA out in the States. So I want to get out there and mix it up with them guys. I have no trouble making weight. I have a great team around me. Everything's like planned in advance. I'm very, very fortunate. I have done for a while. So yeah, get me out there, man, after this fight. And they won't regret it because, you know, a lot of UK MMAs and European fans that I have, they know how exciting I am to fight. Even when I've gone in there and lost, it's been exciting. And it's been like, well, it was going the all other way, you know, and I got caught, you know. So, but I think my life is going to change massively. I know it is, and I'm just so excited. I can't wait.
And the other scary thing, I guess, again, against Kanan, against Brent, is you're probably going to, I would imagine, go in, they'll put you in as the underdog. Does that even take the pressure off a wee bit? And the pressure's sort of all on him almost, because he is the former title holder.
Sorry, I think it's my Wi-Fi.
No, it's okay. Well, just a couple of questions, then we'll let you go. So, what I was saying there is, obviously, going into the fight against Brent, who's a former title holder, is almost all the pressure then on him leading into the fight rather than you?
Any fighter going into any fight, there's a lot of pressure. I think it's how you deal with it. I've had a lot of high pressure fights, and I think I am a little bit more experienced as regards to competing. So I think that's going to play its, you know. But he's also competed at Bellator at the bigger audience a few more times. So Brent Primus is an absolute stud. You know, you don't become champ not being that. You know, so I've got to be switched on 100%. But yeah, I think pressure is on him. Like the pressure was on Patrick, you know. Patrick didn't really need to take that fight against Ryan. He was already on 3 or 4 fight win streak. He's got not much to win, but a lot to lose. Whereas I've got a lot to gain from beating Brent, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to say not a lot to lose, because I ain't going to lose.
No, absolutely, because the reason I say that is obviously with the main card in Newcastle, we saw, I suppose, 2 upsets in the main card, with obviously Chris Bungard beating Terry Brazier, and probably the way better, and then I believe obviously Aaron Chalmers, although Corey had won in Bellator before against Baby Slice, I believe everybody thought Aaron Chalmers was going to get in there and just get that fight done in the first round. So, and like you said, the Ryan Scott fight, I probably would agree with you at the time. I honestly didn't think Ryan had won, but watching it back now, I think he did do enough in that second round. So, I've seen probably a lot of upsets in the main card. That's mainly why I asked the question about, is it potentially pressure could have an effect on Brent's performance?
Yeah, definitely. The first question they asked me on live TV was, do you think, you know, the pressure's on him because he wants to get that trilogy? And like I said on the interview, you know, if he's looking past me and he's thinking about that trilogy, he's in for a really long night, you know. So there is a lot of pressure on him. He's flying to the UK. I believe he hasn't fought in the UK before. You know, he's an absolute giant, so he's going to be cutting a lot of weight. So I've got a lot of things playing into my favour. I'm just going to Birmingham for a knock, you know. It's like sparring. It's like going up to maybe Renegade and having a spar, you know. I'm feeling really good, really confident, really positive about it. So I just can't wait. I'm super excited. And Aaron Chalmers did super well. I thought he could have stopped him. I bet he's kicking himself, you know, because he knocked him out and then walked away and then he got up and I thought he could have finished that fight perhaps if he'd have got on top. And what was the other one? Chris Bongard. Yeah, I don't know much about Chris, but I've seen Terry. But yeah, I mean, Terry Brazier normally does to Chris what was the other way around. So hats off to Chris. He looked great in there. He was super pumped with his win. So, yeah, again, more top lightweights coming out of this country. It's a stacked division. So, no doubt, after beating Prent, I'm going to have these guys chasing me on my heels. But look, there's enough English and enough Americans to make UK versus USA fights. So, yeah, there's plenty of fights in Bellator in there. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And personally, for me, I've been super excited about what Bellator are doing, the Channel 5 deal, the Sky deal. I only see positives. I know there's been some negative, but it doesn't matter what you do. I think there's always negative. And I think for anybody that's involved in mixed martial arts or knows the sport, knows how big things are happening now. And it's really good to see you getting an opportunity like this against a guy like Brent Primus. And we certainly wish you all the best in May, Tim. Just thank before you. We get off, is there anything you'd like to give a wee shout out to, any sponsors you'd like to thank?
I'd just like to give a big shout out to my team, my circle that I have around me. They I've worked with them solid now since pretty much starting. My gym, UTC staffs, and my coach, John Roberts, and then Gracie Baha, WS1, my coach there, Neil. They both do a lot for me. Andrew Caldwell at Active Therapy. Had a meeting with them today, put our plan together. So everything's looking great. RXR Nutrition, Bob Madge from Push. That I've got such a massive, you know, group behind me. They all know who they are. They all help me. I push them on social media all the time. They've been there from day one. A booster, Fight Gear supplies me with all my stuff. The guys know who they are. Thank you. And all this hard work we've done over the last 8 years, it's all going to be worth it when I knock him out. May the 4th. Yeah. May the 4th be with you.
I was actually going to comment on that, but you beat me to it. So, yeah. Just to reiterate, guys, May the 4th, Bellator Birmingham, Tim will be main event against former champ Brent Primus. So, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.